The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, welcome to The Grind. Welcome to The Grind, everybody. Go ahead and send out this number to everybody. Tell them to jump on The Grind. They're definitely going to want to hear what I have to say this morning. Send the number out, 657-383-1291, and tell them you got the victory and jump on The Grind right now, everybody.
Yeah! Let's go!
We all have a
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
I honestly grow insecure as I get older. Cause even when you hot, there comes a day when you get colder. Comes a day when you slower. Time is taking its toll. 45 on the back of the jersey upon your soul. I'm scared of letting go. I don't know what the future holds. My nightmares are having nightmares. I'm quite scared of what's right and fair. How I fare in eternity. Will I hear well done when he turned to me? Will I hear you care too much about all this stuff that really don't matter? You chase the wind and you want it. Got to the top of a 2-foot ladder. What's after? I can capture all this mess. My heart. Go back in time, I would stand and say something like, I ain't never scared, never scared, never scared. I'm lying, I'm scared of these thoughts in my head. I'm scared of possibly pushing people right over the ledge. When I say I pledge allegiance to the struggle, then I turn around and buckle under stress and under pressure. Bow below my dresser, that could teach my pain a lesson, but I'd rather not address it. Address is in depression. I'm scared if I confess it, that you gon' look at me like I'm something less.
Qui a peur d'admettre ses craintes et celui qui ne pourra pas les surmonter. On trouve la liberté dans la confession et la liberté dans la reconnaissance.
Yeah. And it just so happens I'm wrestling with my status. I'm trying to see me like he do, not focusing on his madness. They count me out on the count of they fear and doubt. Keep a count of my wrongs, trying to keep me inside their house. Some just keep me around, gotta wonder what that's about. Yeah! They wanna be politically correct, I suppose. But I'm comfortable in my skin while they just pretending they close. I'm scared of falling and failing in front of all of my foes. And I feel some friends are unfaithful, so I keep my small circle closed. I don't want no handouts or favors, no function, no favors. I'ma tell that truth till it kill me, and I'm chilling with my creator. Jesus, 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 Jesus to all of my haters. For the ones who think I forgot them and the ones who won't let me say it. I ain't scared no more.
All right.
Awesome. Live on. Lima had some technical difficulties, but the devil is a lie. He will not get the victory this morning. Great morning. Welcome to I thought I was talking to somebody, but I guess not. But guys, welcome to the grind this morning. South Florida, bright and early. You always could have dialed in and listened to and tuned in to anything that you wanted to tune into this morning, but you didn't. It's an honor and a privilege to be talking to all of you this morning. Guys, we've had an amazing week. Everything is moving, and hopefully everything is moving, you know, in your lives. No matter if you're moving or not, you know, you have to keep moving forward and keep looking forward and stop looking backwards, because there's nothing, you know, worth trying to go. This morning when I put my my banner out, I said, you know, don't allow life to limit you. There are people and things that are trying to limit you. And as I've always heard, you know, pastors, people are trying to destroy you, you know. So you have to make sure that are you okay? All right. It may be. But nonetheless, you have to make sure that you are in, you know, doing things in your life so that you can do what you need to do, which will help somebody else do what they need to do. But there's always going to be attached to whatever you do when you're doing the right thing. If you start doing something in life and you don't know, then that means that there is something's not right with what you're doing. So you're always going to get people that are going to fight you about limitations. I want to talk about limitations and the limitations that you play. Let me know if I'm still breaking up. You know, are the limitations that hinder you? Find me some more headsets. Because I believe that's why I'm breaking up. So the limitations that you place on your life, you know, ladies and gentlemen, they're attached to fear. And that fear that you have is that fear that limits you. And that means you're only going to stay, you're going to stay in the exact same place that you've always been. So I really want you guys to hear what I have to say this morning. Hold on one sec. Snap. All right. Somebody send me a text. Okay. I think this is the realest show ever. And we understand. Just bear with me. I'm going to try to do something here. Hopefully it'll clear up. And we can go ahead and get this message out to you guys this morning. But I want to talk about something that exists. Still waking up. The only limits that exist are really in your mind. I'm gonna get this thing right this morning. I'm telling you right now. Hold on. All right, everybody. So I'm going to try this line and see if it's any better. And I'm actually going to pay attention to my text messages to see if it's coming in any better. So you guys let me know, because I don't want to waste. Okay, awesome, awesome, much better, much better. Thank you guys. Thank you, Mr. Mickens. Thank you, Bree. Thank you, Hope. So boom. Let's get right into this, because I believe, you know, what I have to say this morning is going to bless somebody, and somebody's going to realize they need to take the limits off of their life. Because as I said, as for the third time, limits only exist in your mind, and they're attached to fear. I know so many people in life that are going through life, and they're really just in a trance, in a daze. And what's happening is they've allowed limits to be set on their life, and these limits are just keeping them where they are. It kind of feels good to them, but these limits are keeping them stagnant. And these are the moments in life where we wake up one morning and we ask ourselves, how in the world did I get where I am right now? Because the things that we want in life are just really outside of our limits, right? The limits that we set for ourselves, as well as the limits that everybody else sets for us. See, there's two different sets of limits. And believe it or not, we control both sets of limits. And it's really attached to what we really value. What's your system of value? What do you stand for? What do you like? What really eats away at you every night? What really, that one thing, or those couple of things that you really, really want to do that you've always talked about? You know, who are you? You really don't know how to break those limits or know which limits to break until you figure out what you really want in life and what you want to accomplish. You know, there's always the fear of the unknown that's always lingering around us, just enough to keep us in that low-risk living zone. In that low risk living zone, we talked about on quite a few previous shows. We talked about, you know, the body and the mind not really wanting you to take any risks, because the risks that you take are outside of the scope of what the brain was really intended to do. The brain was intended to be that buffer, that protector. Now you can grow it to anything you want to grow it to. You can build it. You can read. You can write. You can do a lot of different things to grow it. But a lot of people don't. So what happens is that your brain is really there to protect your body. It's the protector. It has a limiter on it, as we call it in the military, a governor. So it's there to govern your life and to keep you right in that low risk living. You know, you want to do some cliff diving. You know, it's going to tell you, don't do that. This could happen and that could happen. You want to do some skydiving, they're going to say, what if my parachute don't open? You want to do some scuba diving, you're going to say, what if the sharks are down there and they're real hungry that day? You know, whatever it is that you want to do, your brain is going to initially put that fear, you know, right there. The fear reminds you that the limits that you have on your abilities are there. But the limits are just that, limits on your abilities. Now, a lot of people will tell you, as I said, you know, you hear that first part, fear only exists in the mind. But why is the fear in the mind? Because in a lot of cases, we haven't grown ourselves to a level that would alleviate that fear. And it could be something as simple, you know, as swimming from one end of the pool to the next. And I'm not even talking about the long way. I'm talking about the short way. Diving in the pool, it could be a limitation on that, because the fear is, what if I dive in the pool and go down and don't come up? What if I dive in there and I dive too steep and I hit the bottom and I bump my head and I drown? You know, so there are a lot of things that limit us every day, but it starts in the mind and then it kind of elevates itself and escalates itself to a whole lot more. And as I said earlier, people and things are trying to limit you every single day, right? And that fear reminds you of the limits that you set on your abilities. You know, the limits come from the lack of growth, right? There's no growth. You haven't done what you should have been doing, what you said you were doing. You haven't done it. You've been procrastinating. You're sitting in your comfort zone. There's absolutely no motivation, and if there's no motivation, there's no application. I mean, I can tell you 1,000 reasons as to why you're limited right now. You're limiting yourself, so therefore the world doesn't have to do any work to try and limit you. So you wake up in the morning and you set limits for yourself. Now, let me tell you guys, there's always a healthy level of risk, all right? And there's never a healthy level of no risk. You can't sit around and take no risk and expect to be anywhere in life. It just doesn't work that way. So when you start really understanding how your life works and you say, well, I want to take the limits off of my life. How do I do that? But I'm afraid because I don't know how this is going to pan out. No one does. No one knows how it's going to pan out. But you never know unless you try. You never know how far you can go unless you go too far, right? You've heard that one before. You know, you can take the mindset of an elephant, for instance. You know, I found it interesting that when they bring an elephant out of wherever they bring him to, they bring him to take the circus or whatever they're going to use to put him on exhibition. And I always feel so sorry, you know, for the elephants. And I'm pretty sure there's some animal rights activists or some animal lovers that will say the same thing. Man, I feel so sorry for all of the animals that are in the circus because, you know, you can't tell if they're smiling or if they're happy or what. All you know is that they're there probably against their will. You know, and then they'll say, well, you know what, these were born in captivity, but there's the nature of that thing that always kicks in. No matter where they were born, you know, a lion's always going to want to be in the jungle. You know, an elephant's always, you know, going to want to be, you know, out in somewhere where the elephants roam. I don't know if elephants, it's not in the jungle. Elephants are on the plain or wherever they are. Elephants are going to always want to go where their true nature is supposed to be. But if you take this elephant and you take it out of its true habitat, no matter if it's raised in captivity or not, when you take this elephant, it's a big, massive animal, all right? It's a big beast. So you take it, and what they do initially is they put this big stake in the ground, okay? This huge stake, all right? Boom, they take turns beating it in the ground. They attach the chain to the elephant's leg, and the elephant's looking at all of this, right? So that they see this huge stake in the ground, and they attach the chain to the elephant's leg, and then the elephant does all it can to try and get off the chain because, you know, when you chain something up, you know, it doesn't want to be chained up initially, but you have to break it. So the elephant realizes finally that I can't get free. So it stops trying to get free. So at that point, you know, when they go from show to show, they don't have to use the big stake anymore. They just put a little stake in the ground, just enough to give the elephant enough resistance for it to tug one time, and it stops it, and it realizes, okay, I'm back on this chain again. I can't do anything. But the stake is nowhere near as big as what it was before. At that point, the elephant has already given up. Its limits are, I can't get off this chain. There's nothing I can do. I've tried. Nothing I can do is going to get me off of this chain. So you see this big, massive animal on this chain attached to this little stake. And I don't know if you guys really pay attention to that when you go to these circus shows, but when you see it, the elephant at any point in time can really break off that chain and run through the stands as it has before, because some elephants decide, you know what, I'm going to break these limits. I'm going to break this chain. No matter what, I'm going to pull it. And to their pleasant surprise, the chain isn't as strong as they thought it was, because they made a decision to break that chain. So the elephant is a prime example of the limitations that the world puts on you and the limitations that you put on yourself. And you think you can't move past that. But if you're the person that set the limits, it makes sense that you can be the person that breaks the limits, right? So that's that one piece of the limit. But what about the other part? The limits that other people place on us. When someone else places a limit on you, I said that you have the ability to break the limits on break every single limit, no matter what limit it is, because you have, through one simple decision, right, to say, you know what, I'm no longer going to allow myself to be limited. And at that point is when everything clicks. Everything clicks. And now this is your moment to move past that limit. All right, and I'll tell you exactly how to do that in just a moment. I'll give you another quick example. This just came to mind when you look at the flea in the jar. when you put a flea in a jar and you put a lid on it, you can put him in a petri dish. It doesn't matter. And you put a lid on that petri dish, that flea is going to jump, because that's the nature of that flea. So when the flea jumps so much that it hits its head on the lid for so long, eventually it stops jumping because the lid is there. And then you remove the lid and the fleas will never jump out of the lid or the jar, whatever you have them in. And a flea can jump, I mean, a long, long way. So when you remove the lid from the jar, the flea doesn't jump out because it's already given up. And that's how it is in life for some of us. We've already given up because the world has placed limits on us. And we've said, you know what, that limit is there. I can't do it. But more importantly, we've self-sabotaged ourselves and placed limits on ourselves. And those are the worst limits, because now we're creating a jail. We're creating bondage for ourselves. So now all of a sudden we're the elephant on a little chain and stake. Now all of a sudden we're the flea in the jar. But just imagine, what if you told yourself, I'm not going to continue to live the life that I've been living, all right? What if you just told yourself that I'm going to do something different today so that I can have something different tomorrow, right? So limits were meant to be broken, and you have the ability to control every limiting part of your life with the simple decision to push past that limit. Your body has to respond. But when you hesitate, you lose the moment, right? You hesitate. It's like plyometrics. See, we were working out yesterday and we sat down and we had a discussion, with the Fit Lifestyle group, and we were talking about, you know, what are some of your issues? What are some of the problems that you're having? What are some of the plateaus that you're hitting while you're working out? And we started to talk about, you know, a lifestyle and diet. You know, we started to talk about how you have to keep your body guessing and things of that nature. And we talked about plyometrics. And plyometrics, you know, if you know anything about plyometric exercises, they're those short, explosive movements that you do that require the most exertion in the beginning of the exercise. So your maximum force, just like a rocket ship taking off, it exerts the most energy on the launch. So all of this fuel is expended, you know, just to break gravity. Plyometrics is somewhat like that. So when you're doing a box jump or you're doing, you know, a interval pace a run, you're spurting, quick running, you know, all of this is confusing, you know, your muscles, and you're exerting the most energy. So at that point in time, it's the same when you make a decision to break a limit, okay? So here's how you break the limit. When you make that decision to break the limit is when you have to do it. The moment you hesitate, it's like when you say, you know what, I'm going to push past this limit. And right at that moment, when you make that decision to push past that limit, let's say if you're running, and your body and you start to get that little cramp in your side, or your breathing starts to labor, and all of a sudden you tell yourself, I'm going to stop. No, didn't you stop? But that moment when you say, I'm going to push past, is when everything in your body has to respond to the decision that you just made. And now if you hesitate, it's like all of a sudden pressing the gas on your car really fast and leaving fear behind, and then slowing down and allowing fear to get back in. So, and that's what we do in life. We decide to blast past the limit in our mind, and then we start to overthink it, and we start to allow fear back in by hesitating. And when we hesitate, fear runs and catches back up, opens the door, jump in, and it said, whew, man, I thought you were going to leave me there for a second. And you're looking back, you're saying, wow, I was trying to leave you, but man, I hesitated, and you got back in the car. We let fear back in. So on just the little things, because we know that greatness is a lot of small things done well over and over and over again, and anything you do for 21 days becomes a habit, right? If you decide that you're going to crush a limit, if you decide that I no longer want to be limited in life in anything that I do, and you can start with the simple stuff. You can say, you know what, I'm no longer going to allow myself to lay in bed, because when I lay in bed until 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, you know, I'm losing 3 hours a day that I can use to build my business. I'm using 3 hours a day that I can use to get better than this other person on my job. I could be in work early you know, learning my craft, sharpening my axe, trying to figure out exactly how I'm going to get ahead, but I'm laying in bed. When you make the decision to do it, then just do it. Set your alarm clock and go to sleep and wake up. But when you wake up, we set the alarm clock. When the alarm goes off, we wake up, we hesitate. And when you hesitate, you allow what you left behind to catch up. The limitations that we set on our lives are keeping us in the same place. So it keeps us to a point where we're not trying anything new. We keep pressing on the gas, and then we keep letting off. So think about the plyometric exercises that we do when we work out. Plyometrics was created, you know, by the Russian athletes. You know, they would, before the Olympics, they would do all of these short, massive exercises with big spurts, and it fed the most oxygen and the most blood to that part, those core parts of their body. And they were winning medals, boom, boom, left and right. And everybody else was trying to figure out what was going on. And when they interviewed the Russian coach, I think Russian or the German coach, one of the two. But when they interviewed them, he said, you know what, we just used plyometrics. We loaded up our muscles, and by the time we got ready to run or the event or whatever the event was, I don't care if it was distance throwing or shot putting or running the 440, whatever it was, we loaded up. And we that's how we won all of these medals, and we conditioned our body. Imagine if you just started to blast past limitations and you never slowed down and you never allowed fear to catch up with you. What will happen is you would start seeing the very face of your life change. The things that you used to look at and feel a certain way about, you no longer look at that way. We always say when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Some of us go through the same old mundane routine every single day. We don't attempt to break any limits in our lives because there's that thing I mentioned, comfort. We think we're comfortable because we're not being challenged. We're not having to get out of our comfort zone. But in your comfort zone is where that low-risk living is. And when you're living a low-risk life, then you're kind of like singing yourself a lullaby. It's like you're every day, you're just like listening to jazz music and baby lullabies all day. And it's a slow death. You're not taking any risk. You're not breaking any barriers. You're not pushing yourself to any higher heights. You're just saying, this is comfortable. All I got to do is grab a bag of chips and a Coke, and I'm good. And then you wake up somewhere around 40 or 50. You wake up and you say, man, what the heck have I been doing? I'm just sitting here doing nothing, accepting what I've been given. Accepting the raises that my job is giving me, accepting the excuses that I'm giving myself every single day. I'm telling myself, see, we can be our own worst enemy because we come up with these elaborate excuses for everything. The reason we didn't get up early, the reason we didn't stay late, the reason we don't get enough sleep. Oh, I'm in no sleep zone. And the reason we don't eat right, the reason we don't do anything right in our lives is because we've made these elaborate excuses that make us feel comfortable. And your brain is only going to push itself as far as you're willing to push it. So take the small things in your life. Decide that you want to break some limits. Decide that you don't want to be the same person. I always say change until the person that you were is no longer visible. Become someone else. Everybody said, you know what? I like me. I don't want to change me. I like who I am. If you like who you are and you have not accomplished your goals in life, if you have no goals in life, then that's probably why you like who you are. And some of you are saying right now, I'm cool with my life. I'm cool. That's another response that you give yourself to say, you know what, I don't have to push myself any further because that doesn't hurt. You either do what's hard now to have it easy later, or you do what's easy now and have it hard later. It's your choice. But there's no escaping that. It's one or the other. You see it every single day. If you sit down, one of the places, you know, that I used to like to hang out, and you go there when you go to the assisted living home or what we call the senior citizens home. You know, when you go to the home, to that home, and you listen to them talk, they give some of the most profound wisdom, because they tell you stuff like the little stuff that they wish they would have done. I wish I would have drank more water, because the doctor told me that I just slowly dehydrated my brain. And I wish I would have drank, you know, more milk and had taken more multivitamins, because the doctor told me that my muscles and my bones, I've got osteoporosis now. I wish that I would have taken better care of my teeth. Oh, I wish I wouldn't have read in the dark. I could see now. Oh, I wish that I would have gotten up and done some form of exercises every day, and I would not be here not being able to move. There's a lot of I wish or what if I would have done, and they give the most profound knowledge, because all of their knowledge is based on hindsight. Now, you're going to find some great stuff, and people are going to tell you, no, I did this and I did that and I had an amazing life. But you're going to find more so of I wish I would have, because it's easier to figure out that you should have done it after you don't do it. We all know that failing is growth as well. But do you fail forward? Or do you fail backwards? Or you just fall down and not get up? So we have to make a conscious decision to push past the limits, to break those chains that hold us. Don't be like the elephant, ladies and gentlemen. Please don't be like the elephant sitting back, you know, waiting on somebody to come and free us, when we have the power to free ourselves, but we just don't tap into it. We wait for somebody else to come along and motivate us. And we wait for somebody else to come along and tell us, oh, come on, you can do it. When we wake up every single day with a rocket ship attached to us, and all we have to do is hit the ignite button, and we're off. But we don't, because we don't want to get out of that comfort zone. So, ladies and gentlemen, breaking those chains, those limitations that are on you, is just one decision away. And that decision is, I'm going to do what it takes to get myself out of the situation that I'm in. I don't need any external encouragement. It's great. I don't need any external motivation. It's great. All I know is that motivation and inspiration, it lasts for a moment, but it is not keeps you going. So, ladies and gentlemen, my time is up. Thank you so much for chiming into the grind. You know, we'll see you guys again on Thursday. We're going to talk about some juicy stuff on the show on Thursday. Invite a friend. We're definitely going to talk about some relationships on Thursday and have a blast. And we're talking about practical things that you could actually apply to your relationship and get the results out of it, some of the results that you need, some of the results that you want, maybe all that you want and all that you need. But, ladies and gentlemen, go out and break those chains, ladies and gentlemen. Have a blessed day, all right?
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break every chain, break every chain. Come on, say it to me. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an arm.